Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we already know the six NFL jobs that are opening. Don't we? Don't we already know the six? We know two for sure, 100%. I think we know like 95% the other four. The two we know 100% are because, you know, the coaches already got fired. Saints and Jets, we already know definitively those are open. I think we know the Jags is going to open up. I think we know the Giants job is going to open up. I think we know the Cowboys job is going to open up. And I think we know the Chicago Bears job is going to open up. That's six jobs. There's usually a surprise as well, so maybe a seventh. But I think those are the six jobs that are going to be open at the end of the season. Out of that group, I think the Giants is actually the best job. And it's not close. Maybe the Jags after that. The Giants would be the best opening out of that grouping. They have what right now would be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. They have a very, very talented rookie wide receiver, will be on his second year next year, Malik Nabers. They have a great defensive front. Looks like they got a young running back in Tracy. That division still doesn't look like it's a gauntlet. Yeah, the Commanders are on the rise, but doesn't look like it's a gauntlet. I think the Giants would be the best of those six. After that, I would still be the Jags because of the division.
Yeah, I think the Jags job is
similar to... I get to pick my quarterback in New York. I got the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
To move on from Daniel Jones.
Sure, but I think if you're the Jags, you'd be like, am I going to do better than Trevor Lawrence? And I'll just tell you, even though we're way down on them, and I think you should be, I've never been all as high on them as the rest of the league has been, there'll be a lot of NFL coaches be like, nah, I can win with Trevor Lawrence. Doug Peterson's just screwing it up. Versus the risk of taking a rookie quarterback and not really sure. I think you're probably right. I mean, if those are the jobs that are opening... It's maybe the Bears, though. Come on. There's got to be some one-year Caleb Williams, and they don't think they can make him work. I'd rather have him than Trevor Lawrence, and I'd rather have him than unknown-named first overall quarterback, which I can't, I guess, be guaranteed at. When you're taking the job, you'd know, but at least changes that. The thing that stood out to me is, like, so every offseason we go through this, and the Chiefs have made a lot of – they buy in the bargain then, right? Mike Edwards, some guys who've really helped them win championships, even if it's in a minor capacity. There was not a single – bigger signing for any NFL team, including quarterbacks, that went to other teams than Saquon Barkley. I don't know if it's just because he's the single best fit for what they needed at that time. He completely and fundamentally changed the way they were playing offense the year before when they really struggled as a team. And I went into this year not a big believer in the Eagles because I didn't know what to expect out of them. The second Saquon Barkley got in their offense, they were a completely different team. They're one of the best teams in the NFC by, for sure, without question. I don't think anyone got a better signing this offseason than Saquon.
Oh, he's been unbelievable for them. You know, the thing with the Saquon signing, though, when the Giants decided not to pay him, it wasn't because they thought he was going to stink this year. They didn't want to pay him the money because they're worried he can't make it through this year and then ultimately next year. So I hear you. He's been incredible. Clearly the right thing for the Eagles. But like people have made it seem like the Giants chose not to sign Barkley because they don't think he's any good. That's never what it's about. It's that they're worried that he won't make it through this year and then next year he'll also be hurt. So that's what we're not going to really know for sure, in my opinion.
Boy, this offseason.
It was great for the Eagles, but like the Giants with Saquon Barkley, how much better would they? Like, I actually don't think it was a mistake to move on from Barkley either.
Yeah.
Their mistake was paying Daniel Jones, who they hopefully can get rid of after this year.
Could have paid Saquon Barkley if they hadn't paid Daniel Jones.
I know, but that with Drew Lock as their quarterback this year, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't think that's doing anything.
That's a good point. I'm going to say in the NFC East. This is almost an NFC East all 32.
So we didn't mean to.
So we had. I know we did not. Jerry Jones. Talked about him, obviously. They got such a bad culture problem. Micah Parsons is talking on his podcast. He's being open and honest about everything. He said, quote, after the loss, regarding whether Mike McCarthy would be the head coach. He said, quote, That's above my pay grade. All coaching aside, Mike can leave and go where he wants. Guys I feel bad for is like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year on their way out because that's who I want to hold the trophy for. You want to win games and do great things for those guys who put more time in and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys I have so much sympathy and hurt for. Like, dang! He's still the head coach, technically, at the end of the day. It's a complete dumpster fire in Dallas.
Micah Parsons is a straight-up bad teammate.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think a lot of people want to hear that because he's a legitimately great player. He is a terrible teammate. When things go bad, he is the last man you want on your side. Can I give you guys a bonus All-32? It came from today. We planned these a little bit in advance. No.
Okay.
No, it's actually from your division, Drew.
Oh.
The AFC North. My favorite quote from a coach all year, because very rarely do we see coaches get in their car, get in the driver's seat, and run over with their vehicle a former player. Mike Tomlin today was asked. He's getting ready to face the Ravens. His former player, Deontay Johnson, is on the Ravens. He got asked, what do you think about facing Deontay Johnson this upcoming week? To which he said, quote, to be honest with you, I haven't thought a lot about him. He's not on a lot of their video. So at this stage of the week, I don't know that I've weighed much on the matchup. They've got more significant pieces with much larger roles that occupy my attention at this part of the week. Damn, dude. The hell did Deontay Johnson do to you?
Remember, he got traded for essentially nothing.
He was whining, man.
Yeah, they did not like the relationship was not good, clearly.
So, he was complaining about
targets.
They got
way better players. I don't even care about this guy. That's essentially like, that's the Mad Men line. When he's like, Pete Campbell's yelling at him, Don Draper in the elevator. He's like, I don't think about you at all. Like, that's essentially what Mike Tomlin just did to Deontay
Bateman
Johnson.
Is a bigger threat than you to the offense, or to the defense.
Ooh. Mike Tomlin tells it like it is. He also had comments over the weekend when someone was asked about Jaden Daniels, and they're like, oh, does he, you know, he's similar to Lamar Jackson, and he was very quick to shut that down and was like, because they're playing Baltimore after just playing the Commanders, and he's like, no, he's like, no disrespect to Jaden, but like, Lamar's a two-time MVP. Mr. Jackson, I think, is how you said. Mr. Jackson's a two-time MVP award.
He reminds you of
Lamar,
but
let's be careful before we start calling Jaden Daniels Lamar Jackson. Essentially what Mike Tomlin said.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.